aim for number 18. And for the committee's information, before we start, the beginning part of item 18 will just be an informational piece, which we will do in open session. And then we may go into closed session with regard to reviewing some matters. And we have corporate counsel here to give us an opinion on that. So let's first of all call the item, Madam Clerk.
Item number 18 from the Director of Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, providing a verbal status update on the long-range lakefront plan recommendations and establishing the procedures for the redevelopment of the downtown transit center moving forward. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, I did think it would be helpful and ask Mr. Bultman, first of all, if he would please review the policy that the board has established thus far for the transit center site. And we did this just this morning with Park East. We started with the PERC agreement. That was the policy piece. So with regard to the transit center site, I thought it made a lot of sense to just, for the committee, review the policy statement that we have in place to date with regard to the transit center. And, of course, that arose out of the long-range lakefront planning committee that Sue Black chaired just a year ago. Mr. Bultman, you're going to cover this.
Sure.
The initial slide up here, I believe, is the current picture, correct?
Right. That is true. Just for background, the committee was created by a resolution of the county board, and it had all the actors, including the city and the Department of Transportation, as well as county officials and agencies involved in there. So, and that committee met for over 4 months, and these are its recommendations. There are six of them. They're in the report.
There we go. All right.
Yes. The first one was the redevelopment of the downtown transit center. It's a site, it should be redeveloped into a multi-story, high-value use, more appropriate to its location at the lakefront. The second one was the installation of a bike pedestrian lane to and over the Home Bridge, connecting downtown to the southern portion of Milwaukee with all modes of transportation. The third one was the configuration of Lincoln Memorial Drive at Michigan intersection to provide efficient and safe means of pedestrian conveyance, maintain a balance of motorized transportation, and creating a revitalized front door to the city of Milwaukee. The fourth one was the reconfiguration of the lake interchange ramps to free up valuable space for development and increase connectivity from downtown in the Third Ward to the lakefront. And that area is the area from Van Buren basically to the lake, is where they recommended that part of the lake interchange, just the off-ramps there. The continuation of the fifth one, the continuation of O'Donnell Park in its current function in the short term while considering redevelopment options for the long term. And the sixth one was increased accessibility to and along the lakefront for all modes of transportation and greater connectivity to the city.
Okay, so we are basically focusing on item one of the recommendations. And that recommendation was a high-value, multi-story location on the lakefront.
So, and if I can add, the county board did declare that property surplus, and they're beginning the process of determining how that will be done with the transit center.
Thank you, Mr. Bultman. All right. If you would please make the motion, then we'll go to corporate counsel for his opinion.
Excellent. I'd like to make a motion to go into closed session. Oh, under the committee may adjourn into closed session under the provisions of Wisconsin Statutes Section 19.851E for the purpose of the committee deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specific business, public business, whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. At the conclusion of the closed session, the committee may reconvene in open session to take whatever actions it may deem necessary.
Mr. Grady, you were asked to be here to advise us on the appropriateness of going into closed session for the purpose of reviewing the long-range lakefront plan recommendations for the development of the downtown transit center.
Madam Chair, closed session in this area is authorized only in fairly narrow circumstances. My understanding of the reason that you're going to closed session is that the administration has issued requests for information, excuse me, which at least the administration views as the equivalent of requests for proposals, and has received responses from developers for this building. I believe that the intention is to discuss those proposals with the committee and have the committee serve like an evaluation panel, essentially, to concur, if it can be done, to concur with moving forward with one developer. And in that sense, if that's in fact what the committee is going to close session for, it is appropriate. It's appropriate to do that when you have received what I would call proprietary design information from these developers that they put into their proposals, and for you to be able to discuss perhaps at what price you might sell the land to one of the developers and at what type of strategy you might develop to negotiate with one or more of the developers. And for those reasons, closed session is appropriate. I would caution, however, that if the point and the reason you're going to closed session is just to generally discuss what are we going to do with the downtown transit center, that would not be a reason to go into closed session. So I think if you're going in for the narrow reason to discuss the proposals that have been received and the possibility of moving forward with one of those proposals, that is appropriate.
Mr. Grady, I'm going to ask you to stay in closed session with us, and you will advise us when we are going astray, so that the inappropriate discussion does not take place. We do have one speaker that has asked to speak on number 18 before we take the vote for closed session. That's is it Ken Kramer?
He's not here.
You are, Mr. Bellisberry?
I am.
Did you want to speak on this item?
No, we're not.
All right, we will give you the pleasure of doing that before we take the vote to go into closed session.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Mr. Ballastieri, and if you would just, after you're done speaking, if you fill a card out for that.
Hello again, Madam
Chair,
members of the committee. Once again, I'm Lyle Ballastieri, President of the Milwaukee Building and Construction Trades Council. I would like to speak to this proposal that was put in by Rick Barrett for the development of that site, the transit site. I want to speak to what he's done in this community so far with regard to the MoDern, which met all of the MoRe ordinance requirements. Even though the MoRe ordinance was struck down, part of the MoRe ordinance was struck down, he still met all of the MoRe ordinance requirements. This job has been the quintessential example of government, labor, and business working together. It is an extremely diverse job. We have a lot of diversity in the trades now. Any illusion that we don't is false. And I have no doubt in my mind that this gentleman would replicate what he has done with the MoDern on the Transit Center site. It would be a very, very good project for Milwaukee County, for the city of Milwaukee, and more importantly, for the people that would be building the project and those people that would be employed to service the project after it's done. Ordinarily, I don't come to these meetings, and we are a destitute industry, construction industry. I cannot tell you what it's like for people who have lost everything. And we do bring people up. We do take people out of poverty and train them for high-wage jobs. I certainly can provide all the proof you need of that. But with regard to, and I will mention too, that we felt strong enough with the MoDern project that we put $41 million in union pension money into it as well. Huh. So this is a project that can only enhance Milwaukee County. It's a start, hopefully, for things to come, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chairman. First, this is stated as informational. We are not going to make any decision on this today, am I correct?
Unless we return to open session and the committee should want to take some action.
Okay. Second of all,
I'd love that.
No. are you going to put some of your pension money into this project also?
Well, you know, there's only so much money to go around. But we're constantly in the building trades bringing entities to the table that invest in our future and invest in the city and the county. We've done it before. We will continue to do it. Right now, that's the financing piece over there. Is part of it is the Housing Investment Trust of the AFL-CIO. We not only want the jobs, we put our money where our mouth is.
That's very good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, there's a motion to go into closed session. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on that motion.
Supervisors Bowen?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes.